manje ukuze thina ke namhlanje sigubhe uNew Year's ngo 1 January kusukela phi.
Now that we celebrate the 1st of January to be New Year's Day, I'd like to tell you something of the history of that.
ERoma bekhona isosha elaliqhawe.
In Rome there was a certain heroic soldier.
Ubelwa lo muntu.
A great warrior.
Ubephila 100 BC.
He lived in the period 100 BC.
Igama lakhe beku uJulius Caesar.
His name was Julius Caesar.
Uyena owaqamba uNew Year esigubhayo thina.
And he is the originator of the New Year which we now celebrate.
UNew Year's eRoma ububizwa ugubha kwabo uNew Year's bekubizwa ukuthi calends.
Now their celebration of New Year in Rome was called calends.
Angazike ukuthi ukuze kuthiwa ikhalenda ukuthi kusukela kulelo gama yini.
And I wonder whether our word calendar comes from that original root.
ERoma kukho bekhona isithixo phela izizwe zasikhonza ithixo eyiningi.
Now in Rome there were many idols, for it was full of idol worship there in Rome.
Ihlobo zethu zasempumalanga zingasixoxela ngeyithixo eyiningi cisho bizwa ngamamiliyoni nakhona emhlabeni.
And our friends from the east could tell us that there are millions of gods or idols worshipped there in the far east.
Manje eRoma bekhona isithixo.
Now in Rome there was a certain god.
Mlalelisise kahle kungathi emva kwale nkonzo kungabhalwa iexam.
Now listen carefully.
Ubulela ukthongo yini uyophasa nomzofaila. Mhlambe ngisazomfundisa okuningi.
One wishes that one could hold an exam after this to hear whether you're really listening. And maybe I'll hold you back that you don't go home so that you really listen and hear more. Now there was a god called Janus.
J-A-N-U-S.
That was the spelling. Janus.
Is tombe. Esasikhonzwa amaRoma.
Janus was a certain idol worshipped by the Romans.
UJanus bekumuntu obaziwe kodwa enobuso obubili.
Janus was a carved sculpture, but he had two faces.
Ubuso bodwa bekubuka phambili, ubuso bodwa bekubuka emuva.
One face looked to the front, the other backwards.
UJulius Caesar waba inkosi enkulu, iemperor yokuqala ngqa eRoma.
Now Julius Caesar was the very first emperor of Rome.
Wayesethi unyaka oqala uzoqala kulesi sikhathi esiwugubhayo namhlanje.
And he declared that the celebration of New Year would be at that particular time, which is the date which we still celebrate today. He then built up a calendar system.
Inyanga yokuqala wayibiza wayiqamba ngalesi sithixo esinguJanusi wathi uJanuwari.
And the first month he named after that idol Janus, which is now called January. That is why we call this month January. Named originally after that idol which had two faces, one looking forwards and one backwards. And I'd like to preach about that today. This is the sermon. Not that you should be double and be schizophrenic like a sick person. And one needs to notice that fact of a person like Janus looking forwards and backwards. Let's read our text. In Philippians chapter 3. Verse
13.
Let's start halfway. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul says, I forget, leave behind the things that are behind, and I look forwards. This is of crucial importance in the life of a Christian. We Christians have to have a goal. The Bible says that the nation which does not have a vision perishes. And so too, the Christian who is without a goal will perish.
Left and right.
If you are not pressing forward, looking forward, walking straight into the future, forwards, you will be like a snake, sliding in different directions, not knowing where you're going. And you will not be on the way to the goal. You won't reach the target either, for you have lost your goal. You Christian have to have a goal. Without a goal, you will go astray like lost people. Paul had his goal, which was before his eyes and never left his vision. And that's why he could say, all that which I counted as important before, I now count as loss. That which was gain, I consider
dung.
I consider all that as dung, even my traditions and my history, all that I put to one side because of the greatness of knowing Jesus Christ.
akasho ukuthi kuba ngazi ifundiso ngaye
ukuze
ngibe nolwazi ngaye uthi ukuze ngimazi yena qobo lwakhe.
He doesn't say so that I might achieve some learning and some education about Christ, but so that I may know Christ himself.
Ube jonga phambili ube nomhlomelo wakhe azi ukuthi izulu umkhele kuKristu Jesu ikona kumgomo wami.
He was pressing forward towards the goal, seeing heaven before him, that prize that was there, that was his goal.
Uma thina singayikhumbuza njalo ekuseni nasebusuku ukuthi umgomo wethu yini, singahlakanipha, singabile njengentombi eziyula kodwa ehlaniphileyo.
If we would remind ourselves of our goal morning and night, you would not be like the foolish virgins, but rather be those wise virgins. I'm going to tell you give you an illustration. In the olden days, it is said that there used to be a king with a daughter. A very beautiful girl, a very attractive princess she was. And suitors there were a many coming to ask for her hand. And the king said, well, what will I do about this, that there are so many young men asking for my daughter?
Angifuni ukuthi indodakazi yami igane noma bani.
I don't want my daughter just to marry anybody.
Ngifuna ukuthi agane umuntu oqotho.
I want her to be married to somebody who's upright.
Ngifuna ukuthi ashade nendoda.
Get married to a real man.
Wathi hayi ngizovivinya insizwa.
And said then, and decided he's going to test these young men.
Why sensing tree?
And this is what he then did.
Wathi ngizodala umncintiswano.
He decided to create a race.
Uthi ngizothi insizwa efuna ukuganwa indodakazi yami kufanele ukuthi isukela igijima ize ifike endaweni ethile, isuke lapha iye endaweni ethile, bese isukele ibuyize la ngesikhathi esinqunyiwe.
And he said, I am setting a race course so that any young man who asks for my daughter's hand will have to run this course in a certain time period, at that point, and must be back by a decided time.
One woman down there.
And he created a long course,
Tata mahora, ukijima leondo,
which took hours.
Watangfunu mkwenyan, ozo kalu kijima, akijimi bangengane, etia nakum satwe lapa, upsungu lapa, sa upsungu esfubeni, naim junju, besakatale.
He didn't want a young man to take his daughter who would be one who would just give up along the way or complain of this ache or this problem and then just give up. Said, that's not the man.
Hayi, useyasindwa, usefuna omunye umsebenzi. Wathi hayi, angifuni umkhwenyane onomuhlwa eBlukweni. Ngiyakwazi lokho ukuthi umuntu angaba nomuhlwa laphakathi esikhindeni sakhe.
Like a person who has ants in their pants. Do you know what they are like? They're the type who will take a job and 3 months later they've got the itch to carry on and look for another job. And then another one.
Bazofika bafuna umsebenzi. They'll
come and ask.
Nyabaza abantu abanjalo banomuhlwa ekhindeni zabo kuma ende abo.
They'll come and ask for a job, and then they'll say, no, after 3 months, I want to go to Durban. Then they'll say, no, I want to go to Johannesburg. Such people have ants in their pants. The king said, I don't want a man like that, a
son-in-law.
I want a son-in-law who is like one who can put his hand to the plow and continue the whole field right to the end. One who can persevere. Now, along this race course, there was a plain. And ahead, there was a little hill. And this king took a golden slipper. And he put this golden shoe right next to the course on which they had to run.
Some 3 hours, no 5 minutes. Uma ufika la, go 6 minutes. Awusamtholi. Uzomthola ngoba umthole phambi kwesikhathi.
He said then to the first suitor, look, young man, I have this race course that is set out, and let's say it was maybe 3 hours and 5 minutes that he had to be back. He said, if you make it within that time, fine. If not, 3 hours and 6 minutes will not do.
What you am funa ngempela? Do you
really want the hand of my daughter, the princess? Do you know what it really means? It means that you'll be the son-in-law of the royal family.
What in years?
He said, I understand. He said, do you think that you will be able to complete the course and return on time?
What yebo?
He said, indeed.
Ana kanjani?
And he said, surely I will do it, without doubt.
Okay. Wathe nduneni zakhe? Bukana mashini. Suka, ready, steady, go. Yasuka insizwa njengenyamazane.
Then he said to his captains, I want you to make sure that this happens properly. And he put them along the course, and then he had the one to say, ready, steady, go, and off the young man was like a buck. Like a deer. And he said, because I really want this princess. He had been chatting to his pals beforehand and said, I want to be the son-in-law of the royal family. When he got to the part which had that plain, in the distance he noticed something glittering. The sun was shining, and this gold was glistening in the sunlight. And he thought to himself, what could this be that glitters so and that sparkles and blinds me almost? And he ran kilometers as he was approaching the glittering object. That was bright like a star. Like a morning, the morning star. And he was in a struggle about this thing and was pondering upon it as he was running and getting close to it, then he said to himself, let me just go aside just a little, just to see what it is. And when he got close to it, he said, a shoe. What type of shoe is this, he asked? Of gold. Not leather. Not rubber. But real gold. He lifted it up. He said to himself, I've never, ever seen a shoe of pure gold. I've seen a gold ring before, but never a shoe.
Hey, what's your srinda? Sneskali.
He said to himself, just look how, feel how heavy it is too.
Gazi ukuthi sibekwe ubani?
It's so weighty. I wonder who put it along the way.
Gazi ukuthi sivelaphi, sakhiwa ubani?
I wonder who.
Ubani walahlekelwa lesi sicathulo.
Put it here, or who lost it? And for a long time he was distracted by the shoe.
How? Why is that coming out? How? Gonje mina, gonje ngiyagijima.
And then he said to himself,
ngifuna ukuba umkhwenyana ebukhosini.
But
hayi wasibeka kodwa kalikhuni kube ngathi angahamba naso athi ayingcono ngishiye songisinda wasuka futhi wagijima.
But then he remembered, I'm on a race course. I'm running to win the hand of the princess. I better leave it. And he left with a divided heart. He left the shoe. With a heavy heart, he continued with the course. He ran. And then he...
15 minutes, he weka ngo 15 minute uking what ngiyaxolisa ngeke umthole uzufe ulahlekelwe.
He then arrived 15 minutes late. There was the king at the end of the course, and the king said, I'm sorry, but you will never get the hand of my daughter till you die.
Walahlekela umgomo wakhe kanjalo ke nawe noma bani phakathi kwethu. Uma ulahlekela ukubiza kwakho kwasezulwini, amehlakho angahlali kukhube nesikhathi sokuqalaza emaceleni ubone okuqwebezelayo. Mhlobo wami ngiyagalanda, umkhwenyane lo walahlekelwa nawe uzolahlekelwa.
He lost sight of the goal, of the prize, and I guarantee you that the same will happen to you, that you lose because of taking your eyes off and getting sidetracked and looking at other things instead of the goal. Janus had a face that looked forward and a face which looked behind.
Ubemi egatha ingubo zababulali efa uStefani kuchitheka igazi wajabula.
Behind Paul there was also a history. There was the persecution of the Christians. He had stood by looking after the clothes of the men as they stoned the martyr Stephen to death.
Uyabona ilona lo empilweni yakhe endala. Zikhona izinto ezimbi umuntu abe namahloni ngazo ezihlazo eziqhilo omunye angaqedeka amandla athi mina ngeke ngibuye ngibe umuntu ngibe umKristu ngoba ngakwenza ukuthi nokuthi.
You see, every one of us has a history of evil and of things of which we are ashamed, and there are some though that have such an overwhelming sense of shame they say, I will never be able to go out, I'll never stand up again, I'll never be able to achieve anything again.
Lapho Paul ebheke muva ebona lezo zinto ezimbi
And as Paul considered those things, those evil things of his past, he said, I forget what lies behind. For when God forgives, He forgets. So you too forget those things. There are some Christians who make no progress forward. They are just in one place because they're always looking behind. Maybe remembering their failures.
Perhaps
remembering somebody else's bad action towards them, and they still hold a grudge towards a person who once spoke ill of them, and they still hold on to those things of the past. If you still cling to the things of the past, you will be
abnormal
in the faith. You will be grotesque. You will never make advances. You'll never progress. Perhaps a person is obsessed with the fact that they grew up as an orphan. They had no father and mother. And night and day, they still keep on thinking about it, that sense of loss. Or they remember that they were abused, perhaps raped in the past. And so they sit obsessed with the past and they can make no advance forward.
Spoiliwe!
And they...
Iksasalabo!
And they experience a rottenness and a spoiling of their lives. It's like a car that is parked that can not get out of the parking again. If things have gone wrong in the past, then admit those things, confess those sins, receive forgiveness, and then look forward. Now there's also another thing, for I'm just highlighting a few points.
David, uma esezokufa, wabiza uSolomon, wathi woza la Solomon, angikhulume nawe.
King David, when he was soon to die, he called Solomon and said, come here, my son, I want to speak to you. He said, I'm about to die and go to my God. You will continue in my position.
Nosbanbani, laba bantu bang patagabi, laba bantu bebe kondu kumbulala, laba bantu bebe funukte tumbusoami, ati ndotana, apelu paule laba bantu.
He said, son, take note of this person and that person and that one, those who had sought to kill me, to destroy me.
Uyabona ubempekisa evula amehlo akhe ukubheka emuva.
He opened his eyes to the past.
Ethi ndodana ngiyacebisa buka ngapha nangapha njengokuba bebekwenza kimi bangeza nakuwe bakwenze mhlawumbe bazofika benolimo oluhle bekhuluma kahle bekushela beza kahle kanti baqonda okuphi.
And he said, just as they sought to destroy my life, take note of them, for they may do that to you too.
Kutsho ukuthi zikhona izinto ezifanele ukuthi sikhohlwe izona endala kodwa ezinye kufanele ukuthi sizikhumbule.
And even though they might come to you in a flirtatious way, but their real motive is to destroy you. So there are the things that we need to forget and leave behind. But then there are things, though, that we need to take note of. Not everything of the past is necessarily evil. There are things that you can learn from. There are things from the past that can assist you today in going forward. If you don't take note of those things from the past, you might get messed up in your future. Paul,
ubesho noma ethi ngiyakhohlwa ngasemuva kodwa kaza khohlwa ukuthi ngalizingela ibandla nobuba kwenzile ngoba lapho Satan emlinga efuna ukuthi aqhoshe ayiphakamise ayikhumbuze lapho evela khona.
Paul, even though he said I forget the things that lie behind, he didn't forget completely that he had once persecuted the Christians, for when Satan would stand up and resist him, he would remind himself of from whence he had been taken out of. Pride is an awful thing. That peacock-like attitude of haughtiness. You have no future then. God will resist you, for he resists the proud. And God will change to become your enemy. And if Christian, you are tempted to become haughty and proud, just think of where you've come from, and you'll be so ashamed that you'll be like a dog with its tail in between its legs.
Then pride should be no problem to you.
Khona ukuze
ukhanye. Remember how you have fallen in the past, how you have failed, and how evil you have sinned. That should cure you for the rest of your life.
Uguzi kenya ngegu kuklupe ngoba uzo kumbulu kuti ngona kangaga nani. Ngangena ebubini obungaga nani. Loku guzo gwelape impilo yako yonki.
Umegbugeri kipambili. Usatane funuguti. Akpike. Usatane aktole. Kalaze muva. Musukpiga. Kalaze muva. Uti hei. Ngashuleka. Hey, ngona. Angifanele nokuthi ngibizwe ukuthi umntwana kaNkulunkulu.
Yes, if Satan is tempting you and is prodding you, then yes, remind yourself from where you've come out of. Then you have the right to look at your past. Then you are helped by looking.
Kushukuthi. Buka phambili.
So look forward.
Ubuke umuva.
So while looking forward, you look at some things of the past and you look at yourself. And then look at the prize and the goal. Look at the goal. God clearly describes in the Bible, in His Word, His standard for you.
Ukubizwa kwakho, your
call,
ukukhulu nokuphakama kokubizwa kwakho
Your calling and the greatness and the excellence of your calling in Christ Jesus.
Bese uzbuge ubuge nasemuva ukuthi kulonyaka ka 2002 ngaphila njengokusho kwezwi lenkosi na ngaphila njengokubizwa kwami na ubizo lwami lasezulwini njengoJesu Kristu.
And then ask yourself, in this past year of 2002, have I lived according to those promises I had between myself and the Lord, according to the upward calling, that excellent calling of Christ Jesus?
Sizibuze nathi thina bandla ukuthi saba ibandla yini njengokuthanda ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu bese sithatha iBhayibheli sibuke ukuthi ibandla likaKristu lifanele ukuthi libe enhloboni bese siyibuke ukuthi sinjalo yini.
Also ask ourselves as a church, have we as a church been living according to that excellent calling? Have we, according to the word of God, been living in that way that he describes so clearly in his word? So that you remain on the on target.
Ukuthi konje mina ngiyaphila yini njengokuba ngabizwa uNkulunkulu ngokubizwa kwasezulwini njengokusho kweBhayibheli istandard sami sinjalo yini ibandla ngiliqhuba ngendlela yini njengokuba ngishumayeza abanye abantu. Ulimi lwami luyakhuluma njengomuntu oshumayelayo njengomfundisi.
That you ask yourself, have I lived according to what God has clearly described and called me to in His Word? According to what I do, my actions, also my words, as a preacher, have I been doing it according to God's Word?
Uyabona ukuze sithole revival ngo 1966. Ngathi ake ngibuke phambili ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini. Ngalithatha iBhayibheli ngabuka khona ngabuka la imuva ngasibuka ngathi hayi khona akunjalo ngaphenduka ngadazuluka emthandazweni ngathandaza ngathi hawu uNkulunkulu ngisize ukuthi ngibe njengokuba umgomo unjalo njengalowo mqhele.
That we received revival in 1966, it was because I had set this goal, looking forward to what God says in His Word, and then looking to our actual past and said, no, this doesn't match up. Things are wrong. And then I repented. I groaned in prayer. I cried out before the Lord, and He dealt with and He sent revival.
Kodwa nina basha nina nibula ukuthi ngikalazizwe ngikalaza amafashini umhlaba wenzani nilingise kona niyesihogweni ngalokho aniyezulwini anikho ebuthweni lasezulwini lika Jesu Kristu. Kodwa uma umgomo wakho iwo lo ikhanda lakho libheke phambili ubuye ukalaze emuva ukuthi impilo yami ivezani kuyahambisana inalokho. Uma kungahambisani nalokho uphenduke umpathe okwe Isaka ubhuquze emlotheni uthi uNkulunkulu ngithethelele iguqula impilo yami ukuthi ngimaze uJesu ngiqonde na njengaye.
If you as a young person have, instead of looking forward towards the goal in Christ Jesus, towards heaven, you've been looking at the world and the fashions of the world, being distracted by that and trying to gain from that, you are losing out on heaven. You are on the way to hell. Then you need to, when you realize that, you need to repent in dust and ashes.
UPaulu uthi ukuze ngimfuze uJesu nokuhlupheka kwakhe nokufa kwakhe. UPaulu bengathandi nje ukuthi afe esibhedlela afele embedeni wathi ngajabula ukuba ngibulawe ngenxa yenkolo.
So that you would know the Lord Jesus. Paul said, I want to know him in his righteousness. I want to know him in his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering. I don't want to just die a comfortable death in hospital. I want to have fellowship with him in his sufferings.
Akusho lokho kuphela, kodwa kusho ukuthi uhlupheke, ufe njengaye, maqondana nesono. Uhlukana nezono, ube umuntu ofile maqondana nezono.
But that doesn't just mean martyrdom. It also means the sufferings regarding turning from sin, being dead to sin, identifying with Christ in his death to sin.
Angazi ke unyaka ka 2003 uzoba unyaka onjalo yini kuwe.
And I don't know whether this year of 2003 will be such a year to you.
Asazi ukuthi siyoqeda yini.
And we don't know whether we will finish this year.
Abanye esasiqala nabo ngo 2002 abasekho. Asazi ke ukuthi thina ekupheleni ka ku 2003 siqale 2004 January ukuthi siyoba khona yini sonke na.
Some who were with us in the beginning of 2002 are no longer with us now. I wonder whether you'll be with us in January 2004.
Kodwa uma sekufika ukufa uqala semuva uyoyisola ngempilo obuyiphila noma uzothi ha uncinci inkosi ngiyabonga ha ngiyajabula. Ukuba impilo yami ngiphile ngale ndlela ngiphilele wena Nkosi.
But when death knocks at your door, let it not be because you've been looking back and it finds you looking back and you're full of regrets and shame, but instead that you welcome the Lord and say, Lord, I rejoice in your coming to fetch me to be with you.
And if you reach the end of your life and you should glance back, that you won't be sorry that you've lived the life you did live, and that you cry and say, oh, I've wasted many years. If I could only live my life over again, but you won't be able to do that.
Ukuze ungasho ukuthi, awu nga, ngibe nethuba lokuthi ngiphinde ngiphile impilo yami futhi, kodwa ngeke usathole ithuba elinjalo.
Kusho ukuthi siyaqala siku January, Janusi, ubusobili, phambili, emuva. Okusindayo, okungibambayo, ngikhohlwe ikona. Okuzongisiza, kunginika amandla, ngiqhubekele phambili, kube kuhle.
And so we are in January at the beginning of this new year, and like Janus, with your face set in front, that you forget the things that are harmful and that pull you back and hold you back and press you down from the past, but remembering nevertheless those things from the past which will help you and will assist you as you look forward. That you will have the strength to grasp hold of that for which Jesus got hold of you. Let's stand to our feet as we pray.
Ngijulise Nkosi, othandweni lwakho, yandisa sange mitsha. Wako ngijulise Nkosi, othandweni lwakho, yandisa kimintsha
sesiqalileke uJanuary ka 2003.
We've started this year of 2003.
Sizwile ukuthi uJanuary uqalephi usukelephi.
And we've heard how January started, where it came from.
Nkosi.
And Lord,
kwangathi lonyaka ungasifica uzuphethe phetheke kungasukanga umgomo emehlweni ethu.
Lord, may this year be able to come to an end without us having lost sight of the goal, that we keep our sights on the goal.
Ukuba isiqathulo segolide singakwazi ukususa amehlo ethu kuwe.
That golden shoe will not distract us to take our eyes off you.
Singalahlekelwa umqhele wasezulwini.
Losing out on the heavenly crown.
Lokho kumele ukuthi sikhohlwe sikhohlwe.
That which we must forget, Lord, may we forget.
Okufanele ukuthi sikhumbule sikhumbule.
That which we must remember, that we would remember it.
Ukuba sikwazi ukujonga ngokufaneleyo.
And that we would press forward in the right way. Till we reach you and arrive with you, Lord. Knowing you. Here in this world and in the world to come. That we would reach that goal for which you have got hold of us. For Lord, you have gotten hold of us. And you've done it for a purpose. So that we would earn that crown and that prize.
And
we ask you now, Lord Jesus, that your grace would be with us all. And the love of the Father, may it overflow in our hearts. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. And right through this year to the finish of it. Till the end of the year, if you keep us till that time.
Amen.
Amen.